Hope you're having a great Friday. We're sure glad that you are with us. What a difference a day makes. 27 never felt so balmy compared to how cold it was yesterday. And that's part of the news of the week this week. A blanket of white hits Wisconsin. Guess who's running again? The Wolverine tries custard and more. It's the Week in Review brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What we do here is go.
We are currently in a winter storm warning for all of southeastern Wisconsin. It started at 6 a.m. today and goes until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
This is what everyone's doing right now.
This is natural sound of Cyber Monday underway. That's
you think that's how people do it with an actual keyboard?
Have the NFL coaches gotten hotter, or am I just older?
So your observation was you were I assume scrolling social media.
Yeah.
You see a good looking man in his 30s rip his shirt off, and you go, "Whoa,
that's the coach."
Game against the Bears this weekend is supposed to be super cold too, Brian.
Yeah.
That's how these games are supposed to be played, right? Like, it's supposed to be outside, in the elements, cold weather, Packers, Bears. This is how you want this rivalry to be when they're at the top of their game.
Mandela Barnes is joining the crowded Democratic field for the open governor's race next year.
Not again!
The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way.
The Bucks fall here in Washington, 129-126.
Very rarely can you watch a Giannis game and say, that was a little lackluster. Last night was lackluster. Giannis also scrubbed his X account and his Instagram account of every post over the last 4 years.
So let's just call a spade a spade.
No, you can't just call a spade, Doc.
Geyser was put in a group home, and she apparently fled to Illinois, where she was captured. Anthony Cotton has been her attorney. I mean, he is with us this afternoon.
She didn't do anything violent. She didn't arm herself. She didn't, you know, go and try to find the Leitner family. There's good arguments that Morgan is still not a dangerous person.
Hugh Jackman was in Milwaukee singing Sweet Caroline at Landmark.
By surprise. I thought that he was going to be nice. Show up, smile. Hugh's got to go. He's got another thing.
Well, the custard surprised me. I've never had it before. I kind of thought it was ice cream, but I realized, oh no, it's another whole universe. I don't know if I can go back.
Oxford, word of the year. This year's winner, Rage Bay.
Rage Bay.
The fact that we're using the word as often as we are means that people are aware of this phenomenon, and that's probably a good thing.
Post-Thanksgiving, the holidays are really here, but a couple of weeks till Christmas, trying to cram in a bunch of stuff. And oh, by the way, Pete Hegseth is facing multiple congressional inquiries, including an investigation into military strikes.
Some people are calling it a war crime. Well, of course, that raises the question, was this really a war?
No drafts of any flag.
No drafts of any flag whatsoever. Maybe that's not the way to do everything.
You really riled us up with the stupid flag story to start off with.
It was bait.
Everybody was already on edge. But the reporting was that Giannis had actually asked for a trade to the Knicks before the season. And then there was reporting that Giannis's team was meeting with Bucks brass right now about his future. And this happened 3 minutes in.
Giannis is down behind the play now.
Okay, guys, take care and goodbye.
What a week, eh?
What a week.
Hi.
Feed me again.
Feed you again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That is the Week in Review brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Text WEEK to the Siding Unlimited talk and text line 855-616-1620 if you'd like to hear it again. That is the Week in Review.